Blog Talk Radio.
Saeed here. Hope all's going well. Saeed the Binga, Kikesa the Binga, Waz the Binga, calling live from L.A. on, where are we at this moment, on 7th and Figueroa. If you walk down the street, you see some large trucks swing by, say hello. We're actually, I know you guys are like, you know, when does this guy actually not do something from the set, but you know, I really want to get this Congo film done, get it done, get it out there so we can work on the feature next summer. So we're just putting a lot of work. And, you know, for those that tuned in yesterday, we were having some weird difficulties. Every time we called into our show to log on and get things flowing, we'd always hear, apparently you're calling back into your show. So we are reconnecting you. But we didn't hear anything on the other end saying we were live on air or anything like that. So for all those that were waiting on us yesterday, I apologize. I'd be up so late and not to hear anything. So people, thanks for joining in. We want to do something simple this year. It's our 9th annual Congolese Memorial. This year is Quiet Storm. Yeah, 9th year. 9th year, and it seems like the killing continues, the rape continues, the pillage continues. And we've actually done a couple of places. We did New York, L.A., Boston, internet, video, church. Every year we did something different. So this year, did something different in different locales. So this year I said I wanted to do something very simple, something laid back, something for people just to relax. And I don't want to say enjoy, because these things, when you see me do these in person, they're very depressing, you know, because I remember our first memorial years ago when we did it at Christ Citadel International Church on La Cienega. I remember one of the young ladies up there, Diane Mugombo, came up there. Diane? Yeah, Diana. Came up there and spoke about what was happening to the women back home, and I remember halfway through her presentation, she broke down in tears. I mean, she couldn't even speak anymore. She was just done. And, you know, people came up to tissue and consoled her, but she wanted to finish. And that's what those things are like. It's very, you know, it's one thing when you read an article about the death and dying, but it's another thing when those deaths and dying are relatives, or you know these people, or you know their faces. So for me, I never have fun doing memorial. But I remember I got an email the other day when someone asked me, okay, why do you do them? It's because, you know, too many people have panels where they quote numbers and they talk names and they quote statistics and all these things. It's like when you're teaching, you see these statistics about how many don't graduate, how many do graduate. But, you know, if you're not a teacher and you're not involved in the school as an administrative teacher or whatever, but particularly if you're a teacher on the front line, if you're not a teacher, those numbers are just statistics to you. They're just numbers. Percentage here, percentage there, change plus minus. But when you're a teacher, those numbers, those statistics are real people. They're your children. They're the students you see every day. There's names attached to those numbers. So, hey, Mr. Tran, what's going on? Hope you're doing well. Thank you very much. Download it. Thank you very much. Thanks for your support. Get some rest, my friend. Don't forget the pictures. Check us out tomorrow. That's my partner there, Mr. Tran, chatting with me live on the web board. If y'all want to come to me live, come to me live on the web board. Or I'll give you the number. You can call him later on. But, yeah, when you're teaching these students, they're not numbers to you. They're real people, real children with dreams and issues and problems, but a lot of potential, success, and things that we all go through. So for Memorial, you know, when you go to panels, they quote this, they quote that, they talk about this number and that number and all these things. But to me and a lot of Congolese, and for those that have tragedy or turmoil in their homeland, you know, those numbers are people. They're your relatives, they're your neighbors, family, what have you. So that's what I wanted to do. That's why I wanted to do this thing. Say, look, we can talk about the numbers, but let's do something for the people. All right? Let's talk about the people. Hey, good night, my friend. Yeah, I wish I was there, too. I'm actually responding to Mr. Trans chat there. Yeah, I heard about the meet. I'm getting bits and pieces, so hopefully I'll be at the next one. No one let me know until I actually saw my godmother walk into the school, and she told me what she was speaking on. So I had to go take care of the kids upstairs. But I'll be at the next one, Mr. Trans. I'll be at the next one, so I'll get some rest. So thanks for your support. Give my love to the family and the wives and say hello. People. So it's Quiet Storm. I'm not going to really talk that much this evening. I'm going to play some music. I'm from back home. Some music, some dedications and things like that. Because I believe regardless of language, music is the universal language that touches the spirit. So again, something unusual this year for our 9th memorial. And hopefully I can get through it without breaking down emotionally or what have you. So let's keep it light. Let's keep it, not only keep it light and easy, but let's, again, Quiet Storm. We're going to do this with music and things like that. So I want to give this, I want to dedicate this one to the soldiers that fought, that are fighting for our country and died for our country. The Congolese soldiers out there who don't have that Veterans Day, that don't have those pensions, and they have to move with their families, and they're defending they're defending their country, even though the people want what's under the ground they're standing on. So we're going to dedicate this one to some gladiators called Elysium. This is dedicated to the fallen Congolese soldiers, and I'll definitely give them some love here and there. All right? Let's ride. Wow. I just saw 300 emails. I just opened up our box. I'm sorry. I'm just a little stunned here. Like, whoa. In the last hour, so I guess a lot of people are waiting for us to come live on air and do our thing. So, man, let's see if I can get some of these emails while we're queuing this thing up here. Saeed, thank you for the love, giving us a shout-out. You doing what you're doing. Sign. Boniface. I hope I'm pronouncing that name correct. Boniface is giving us a shout-out. Boniface, thanks for your love. Thanks for your support. Thanks for being up this late in the evening. So I really appreciate what you're doing, wherever it is. I really appreciate you just being here with us and giving us support on what we're doing. It's not easy what we do. You know, we don't have a sponsor or anything like that. When we do our stuff, we just do because, you know, we just have to do it and can't make excuses. If you really want to do something, you'll do it. If that makes sense to anybody out there. Because a lot of people always whine and complain about they can't do it and we have no money, blah, blah, blah. So this is dedicated to the soldiers out there, Congolese soldiers who had fallen, defending the country. Congolese soldiers have fallen defending our country. In the DRC, Daiwa, the wars. Out there, buried somewhere. If you are looking down on us, you're not forgotten. I'll see you.
I'm not
And we are free and strong. Lisa Gerard, out there in Australia. I have dedicated to all our fallen Congolese soldiers who have defended our country, Zaire, X-FAS, XDRC.
Congo's recent history had offered hope. A fresh peace deal agreed in January between the Congolese government and the majority of the rebel groups operating in the eastern Kivu region, next door to Rwanda. The aim, to end months of violence that displaced tens of thousands of people. But many of the rebel groups who've signed the deal have been blamed for the continuing atrocities. One of the most notorious of them, the FDLR, or Interahamwe, did not participate in the active engagement deal. The FDLR is made up of Hutus who crossed the border after the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. Photographer Susan Schulman has just returned from North Kivu with stills and filmed footage, along with other material from Médecins Sans Frontières. Our foreign affairs correspondent Jonathan Miller now reports on what the graphic images tell us.
For 15 years now, every child born has been a war child. They live with desolation and terror. They die of disease and starvation. And they grow up too fast. Their mothers and sisters are raped, and their fathers are probably dead. Their villages abandoned, so they hide in the forest. North Kivu, littered with desolate camps for the 800,000 displaced.
We live like apes, like monkeys. We make shelters for ourselves. We make them with leaves. They become our homes. The future is to die. It's dying because of all the problems. I was born during the problems. Today I'm 18 years old. As you can see, it's awful.
The ripple effects of the genocide in Rwanda still reverberate in the green hills of Kivu. A four-way civil war raging on here, even though they signed a ceasefire 2 months ago. It's killing 45,000 people every month, 1,500 a day, and half are children. This camp is called Cheverie. This man, a displaced person himself, has been keeping detailed records and says there are now 5,500 families here. There is one tap and no proper toilet.
Nous avons été déplacés.
We've been displaced several times and to several locations. The women, the mothers, they're suffering. And that's before you even start talking about the dead. The survivors live in a disastrous situation. It's precarious. Some live in the forest. Some haven't made it here and continue to suffer in the countryside. That's why we'd like to inform the world, to push them to come here to help us.
Bakulu came here with her mother and six children after her husband disappeared 4 months ago.
Our life here is pitiful. We have difficulties eating, we have difficulties sleeping. Finding wood to cook with is also a problem.
Nera came here with her two-year-old son and a fortnight ago gave birth in this little grass hut to Amani, whose name means peace in Swahili. She explained how she'd sliced the umbilical cord with a shard of bamboo she'd snapped off the shack's roof.
They burned my house with all of my things in it. We watched it burn. We took nothing with us when we fled. Everything we owned was burned in the house.
The they, she refers to, belong to one of the wandering bands of militia who stalk the Kivu countryside and specialize in killing civilians. This lot belongs to a new group of rogue combatants called Pareko, a notoriously brutal Congolese gang allied to another bloodthirsty militia, this lot, the FDLR, who are themselves linked to the Hutu paramilitaries behind the genocide in next-door Rwanda 14 years ago. Complicated, but there's one common denominator. It's always civilians caught in the crossfire. These women have sneaked back into their abandoned village to visit the standpipe. With their jerry cans full, they head back into the forest. They've taken a huge risk doing this. Gang rape is now the most common weapon of war. The village of Kalembe, which those women had sneaked back into, is deserted other than some FDLR soldiers. The charity Médecins Sans Frontières has finally negotiated access and set up a mobile clinic here.
The people can't return home. If they do go back, their food will be stolen. Their women will be raped. They will be attacked. And what you see is the result.
This is the result. A scared 18-year-old girl called Sifi, kidnapped by rebel soldiers and for 2 years raped so violently and so often, she was left paralyzed and incontinent. Sifi became pregnant, but her rape baby was stillborn. She's just undergone surgery. Sifi says she lost her mind.
The same rebels came into our village and started killing. There was shooting and guns and knives, and then suddenly I saw my father killed with a knife and my mother by a gun. I couldn't even contemplate what had happened, so I ran away, just ran away as fast as I could. I lived in the bush around my village. That's where I was when the rebels raped and took me. I stayed with them for 9 months.
The documented age of Kivu's rape victims is beyond belief, from toddlers to septuagenarians. This little girl is 2. She was raped. Many who survive these horrors contract HIV. Others find themselves ostracized.
There were 2 of them. They were heavily armed. When they were finished, they left. At first, I just couldn't move. I was paralyzed with pain and shock. Then I forced myself to get up and walk home. But when I arrived at my house, when my husband saw me and realized I'd been raped, he wouldn't let me in the house. He wouldn't even talk to me. He didn't even look at me. He just pushed me aside and left. He rejected me. He abandoned me because I'd been raped. He abandoned our 2 children as well.
Today, the roaming civilians of Kivu shelter where they can. Those not in makeshift camps congregate around abandoned schoolrooms and in churches. There is visible fear and exhaustion on these faces. In some places, cholera outbreaks are being regularly reported due to dire sanitation and filthy water. Acute malnutrition is widespread in small children. Food supplies rarely make it through rebel lines. This month alone, more than 20,000 children will have died here from hunger and easily preventable diseases. The war in eastern Congo has reached an Orwellian permanence. It's gone on for so long, few can remember anything else. The brutal reality is that because no one outside eastern Congo feels threatened by conflict in this corner of hell, no one much cares what goes on here. Every attempt to bring peace has failed.
People, I want to discuss how I feel, keep it flowing, and this next part here, he's talking about the women, this is for my Congolese women out there. this woman's work, Lies Maxwell. That's for our Congolese women. You know I love y'all. Let's see what the late, great Miriam Makeba had to say. She gave love to Congo. Great Miriam Makeba, and the song's Congo. We've had great voices in our history, in our culture. Not everybody has died by violence. Some have gone peacefully. Well, never peaceful when you're laying there dead dying. Zerikase, Medulla System, show the love.
Tanguy Pumba. Il est toujours difficile d'être aimé que d'aimer.
Moto, o si kaye, asima moko la kosika koyeba.
nalobaki na yo kokuma kopo na ngai likolo ya zelo te mama surtout ntango mbongo ezali koya koma yango likolo ya libanga asa ba martin pecher bakoya kotanga oyebi bieke mama ngai nazali mbisi ya solo nalula mai kasi oya moto nalingaka te maboko na ngai osalaki mobulu lokola mwana nyonso akosalaka na ndako ya tata na mama kasi naboyaka yo te epai oke lakisa ye fidelité sheri osala ye ndenge osali ngai te nde ozwi bomeni nazali kobanga noki yaboya yo okoya kotelenga na pamba ekosala ngai mpasi oyebi ke nalingaki yo mingi bomba mai na yo ya miso kokolela masumu na yo nabui yo nsima ngai na nzoto maboko na yo matoni makila makila ya motema na nga ozokisi otubi ngai ne likonga ye
greats, Dua Sister Veracase. Sometimes it seems like we have a long, long way to go with what's going on in home, back in the old country, with what's going on. Remember the numbers earlier, 45,000 a month are dying, 1,500 a day. So, like I said, remember my godmother asked me, you know, a couple weeks ago, how do you deal with that? And I'm like, you know, I have to just turn it off when I walk out, you know, shut it down, go teach the kids. You know, that's what I can bring the mission so they can leave smarter than when they walked in every time they walk in. And then when I leave, I just have to let it come back up slowly because a lot of us are just carrying that rage or just carrying that anguish or just carrying that pain. You know, a lot of us are doing that. A lot of colonies, you may think we don't talk about it, but a lot of us are carrying that, you know, painful feeling in our heart sometimes of helplessness. Want to reach out to me, folks, 646-595-2892, 646-595-2892. Let's continue on. Like I said, sometimes it feels we have a long, long way to go, and we do, but we will get there. Long, long way to go. Joe Collins. Thank you. I'll leave them up. Dedicated to those refugee villages that are moving. Dedicated to our villagers out there, refugees on the move, moving, always escaping death, fleeing death, looking forward and seeing nothing but the horizon and wondering when it's going to end, when it's going to change. And it's going to change one day. I don't know. It's going to change one day. It will change one day. People, let's give a shout out to all those Congolese lovers out there, those couples that perish together, dying words. They have each other. You always talk about the women, the children, but you know, hey, we're not a bunch of savages. We are people. And there's a lot of couples, husbands and wives, boyfriend and girlfriends and fiancés, dying together, being killed together. not the way to go. Let's give a shout out to them. You're all I need to get by. Method and Mary J. Mary J. Blige, that is, with Method Man.
It's enough to make the hard rock smash.
You need me, for real girl, it's me in your world, believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman, queen with a crown, that be down for whatever, there are few things that's forever, my lady, we can make war or make babies, back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something, that's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin', even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay, now that's real to a brother like me, baby, never ever give my cootie away, keep it tight, alright, and I'm gonna walk in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give to my nigga.
Yeah.
a time delay. Sometimes it just goes live. Sometimes it just goes live. People, what's going on? You know, got a good message. You know, I want to give a shout out to the enemies of Congo, who are responsible for all the death and destruction in my country. You know, trust me, we're keeping the score. We are keeping the score. Writing it down and remembering who and taking the name.
You're loud, but you ain't saying nothing. I settle the score.
I play my enemies like a game of chess. Playing Mr. Big. I'm going to get you sucker.
Soldier. Left, right, left, right.
It's time I settle the score.
Left, right, left, right, left. Left,
time I
left,
settle the score. Ripple to the rum, rum to the ripple. Single, but this times I come in triple. Blah, blah, with the heat into your head, now you dead. White left, don't give a ooh if you're dead. Crack, crack, let me attach like a black hat. You in the wrong neighborhood, check your map. You gotta go for backup to do what you gotta do. So you be back with Ram CU. Straighter in your crew is my poohie. He put poison in my tea and killed the show, but I'll be back with thinner tea. I'm on some new techniques, drunk in bamboo. I'm taking off crews, what? Competition simulation for the rap man. Losers, check the shooters as I'm sucking on your girl hooters. Don't play macho cause you got the gun, so cause if you gotta reload.
Yo,
why clap the multi-talented? Average heads can't handle it. I bring it to you live. Only if you
only
want
if
it.
You
me
want
and my guitar go back like the days of the RMC.
Come on.
Check out my melody.
The WYCLEF, why clap the winning contest? I'm victorious. Still keep it real. If you really manifest through your skills,
stop
by how many shells you peel.
I'm going to bring down the ruckus. Play the nutcracker. Rough met rednecks. Make
it extraordinary.
Time after
live.
Actually, lopper. You don't wanna fuck with my partner. Motion, commotion, what's your proposal? Uphold threefold, the crew is disposal. Like utensil, frost like dental. I autograph my lyrics with a number two pencil.
Burn on it without the road clipping. Hinders, mind bender, pleasure cinders. So frequently your nerve and things belong to me. Wrongfully you put me down, I receive the full capacity of my smoke. Whack niggas choke from the fumes that I emote. Oh, we make shit. See, even I feel the mahogany L. Natural hallucinogen. Tony Royce, Dominican, with essence and dreams. Release blues, yellows, and greens from Brownsville to Queens.
Out the man swift. I'm more magnificent than Lee Van Cleef. You stand stiff, ain't got the nerve to let your man rip.
We know where to run.
And start flaking like dandruff. Come on, son, my CeeLo's tight. So by far, I'm the best producer on the mic.
Right.
On the right. Analytical conceptions with precision and leave lyrical incision. Baby.
Keeping scores. Yes, we are. People, I got a couple emails here, and people ask, why are they abusing the women? What's going on, and why isn't people aren't talking more about it, or what's going on? What's fueling this? This is what's fueling it. It's U.S. mineral companies. So let me put it like this. Let you hear what Advocate Eve Ensler has to say about this in reference to why are they abusing Connolly's women?
It's hundreds of thousands of women who have been raped. The peacekeeping forces have been highly unsuccessful in the desert. And I think to some degree it has a lot to do with will. It has a lot to do with training. It has a lot to do with do we really care about the women of Congo? Because, when we do care, things change overnight. I think that is very, very... I have been trying to figure out for the last 3.5 years what is it that keeps the power elites from really changing the situation in the Congo. And I have come to the conclusion that it all has to do with minerals somewhere, that the corporations are linked to governments, and so as a result, there is not this real fight that goes on. But I also think there is a history of colonialism and racism in the Congo that has created images in our brain of what the Congo is. And I think we just, or people just expect things like this to happen in the Congo. It's amazing to me. I was in Bosnia in 1992 when women were being raped in the war, and I spent months and months and a lot of my life devoted to stopping those atrocities. But I will tell you, within a year and a half, when it was heard that 20 to 40,000 white women were being raped in the middle of Eastern Europe, that war got ended. And those women got protected.
People, what's going on? What is going on? What is going on? It's going to come to an end one day. There'll be a 10th annual memorial and a 12th annual memorial and a 13th annual memorial. And what are we going to do? Can we have one where we can say is real peace? The women can go out, not worry about what's going to happen. Men can go out, people can go out, not worry about what's going to happen. What is going on? It's going to come, though. It's going to come. There's no question in my mind. But it's always going to be, what is going on?
Hey, what's up, man? Brother, what's up? Hey, how you doing?
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Thank you.
Try love. One love, Kasha. Connelly's brother.
When I get older, I jump up to the sky and talk to the stars about you. When I get deeper, dive to the bottom of the seas and get yourself for the day. Cause I got one love, and I can love you for the rest of my life. And I can love you for the rest of my life. When I get stronger, I walk up to my ex and tell her I'm history, baby. Sooner or later, I put a ring on your finger and love you forever and after. I'm sure you will.
One love, one love. Love you for the rest of my life. Give that shout out to the DRC, the Congo, to the Congolese, and the Zaire wa. We all have love for Congo. One love, Kasha. It's a Congolese brother. You know, I believe he's out there out of New York. Always touring the world, seeing what's going on, laying down the mission. Another one of our ambassadors for the culture. Another one of our ambassadors for culture. But I love Congo. We all love Congo. So let's give a shout out to the DRC during this memorial. Quiet Storm. I love Congo.
Nalisanga na bukasi na buyukani ndetokolunga ngoe peuple congolais tilima 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 ukutana na kitaka yo
I'm gonna
on all stars. It's not just about the death and dying out there in the Kivus and out there in the East. There's a lot of our folks who have passed away. We have to go back to during the colonial times and the Leopold, Dak Howard, you know, was the Belgian state. Kame died during our fight for independence. The Baluga, the forced exodus out of Katanga twice. So you can't just focus on the history of Eastern Congo and the Kivus and that war and suffering. The memorial is for all Congolese that have died during our time, regardless of ethnic group, regardless of where they were on our territory or our sovereign land. This is for all of them. I remember vividly the story my mom would tell me about the forced exodus of the Baluba and how that went down. But we have to remember that it's not just about one group. All have suffered, but we all come together. We'll all profit. We'll all profit and we'll all persevere. So, give a shout out, Nzambe, Wa, Mujulu. Nine years, the ninth annual Congolese Memorial, Quiet Storm, live from Los Angeles. Like a kiss of the Binga, coming to you straight. What's going on, people? Y'all doing all right there? Hope you're doing okay and you hang with us and you're riding and doing what we do. Everything will flow, everything will change, I am sure. Zombie, Wa, Mujulu.
Baby, who was Muna Evette Pascal Mutuna. Andamuna Bishop Emery Poi Dikal Gangrande.
Andamuna Mamu Rebecca. Andamuna Nidilu Sama. Andamuna Solange. Andamuna Helen Gaston. Andamuna Bian. Andamuna Famille.
I just love that groove there. People, what's going on? Still riding. Get me wrap it up. A few more minutes to go here. Just, you know, got a little upbeat, a little downbeat in the middle. Give a shout out to the folks in the West. They always talk about the East of DRC. Let's give a little love to the people in the western part of Congo. Not yet. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Not yet. Not yet. You want to give that cut? And I got like 10 emails asking about that song that I told Miriam McKebben earlier. It was called Congo. That's actually the name of the song. It's by the late, great Miriam McKebben. And the name of the song was called Congo. For those that were writing in asking what that song was, there you go. She had love for us, a lot of love. Yeah, let's do another one here for you guys. We have about 7 minutes left. I think we squeezed two more in our ninth annual Hungley Memorial Quiet Storm. We're not making about the politics tonight, we're making about the Congolese themselves. In our history, those who are part of our history, who are part of us, through blood, sweat, and tears. Shout out. The western side of the country. It's simple, people. Let's go.
Zambi, 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 Zambi,
Seconds. Thanks for tuning in. Like I said, I hope you enjoyed. Not in a have a good time. Time away. I hope I helped you reflect and connected you to what we're going through, what I'm going through on a daily basis. The people's going to change. It will change. The 9th annual Congolese Memorial Quiet Storm. A little different, a little smooth, too much suffering. Will change. Things will change. Trust me, things will change. We're going to look back. We're going to say, we told you so. All right, talk to you later. Side Kiss with the Benga, live and direct from Los Angeles, the 9th annual Congolese Memorial, Quiet Storm. I'm God. Much love, one love.